obviously issues afoot that need to be dealt with, and you know, I can understand the motivation that the governor's got for doing a lot of these things. You know, back in March, early April, you heard me. I tried to be very supportive and understanding and recognize that we needed to do something. But at this point, it's the frustration of not being a part of the process and seeing how arbitrary some of the orders are, you know, is very real as well. I do believe the governor continues to be motivated by trying to save lives, but we've had a lot more time. We understand a lot more things. And, you know, I've been trying to work with our healthcare providers across the UP in the midst of the dramatic growth that we're seeing of positives, and even they are saying a shutdown's not the answer. Shutdown's not good. We're seeing a lot of small businesses who are just afraid that they can't handle this additional wrinkle now. And so it's very scary for everybody, whether you're a person who supports what the governor is doing or is tremendously opposed to it. I'm just trying to make sure that people can recognize that all of us are stuck in this together. I mean, we're all living this nightmare, and you know, it's been really a bit scary to see just how angry folks are at each other for disagreeing on what the course of action is to take. And I think that's why it would be better if we were relying on the regular process of things so that the maximum discussion and representation could be had on this, rather than to feel like, well, just one person's making that decision, instead of people of all different walks and all different ideas getting a chance to weigh in on it.
We're talking with State Senator Ed McBroom this morning. Ed, your colleague in the House, Representative Cam Benzie, stated on Facebook last night, she was basically saying that you and her and everybody are getting this word the same time together, that the frustrations are really mounting, that you as lawmakers are not in this process at all, and you're not even getting heads up early on beyond the rest of us, are you?
No, we don't. And, you know, I really appreciate working with Rep. Cam Benzie, because I hope that adds a little understanding for folks that I'm not just making this up when I say that. But I had a number of people last night who were insisting, well, we heard the governor met with you. She said that she had. And it's like, well, she called a meeting of the quadrant, which is the four legislative leaders from each chamber, two from each chamber, four altogether. And she did have a meeting. Notably, it was the first meeting she had with the quadrant since, I don't know, April or May.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she basically said, well, does anybody else have suggestions for me? And I know people talked. I know that they offered suggestions, but now she claims, well, none of them were in line with what she needed, and that's it. And to then go out and contend that that is, you know, well, I tried to work together, but they weren't helpful. That's not the way we work together on problems in our own lives, right? You have a problem at your work or at home, one sit down by the people and then one person just walking off and saying, well, I listened and they didn't have anything. It's not really the way we solve problems together. So it is frustrating. And like I said, I understand the governor's drive to do it. It's not the way that things work. And it's why people are so angry and frustrated, because they don't feel like they're getting heard.
State Senator Ed McBroom with us this morning. Ed, we have just a couple of moments here left, but the other big item in the news last week also came from the governor's office and with the head of the DNR, that they were going to suspend the easement that allows the Line 5 pipeline to run under the Straits of Mackinac. This is a big deal for energy resources in the Upper Peninsula and the state. Can you give me your reactions to that?
I can honestly say I'm not at all surprised. I knew that this saga would continue. I think that the election of the new Supreme Court justices might have accelerated this or given it an extra oomph, but the governor and her administration is very popular with opposition to the pipeline and the tunnel. This was kind of expected by me and by others, but it doesn't make it right, especially announcing this right as winter is setting in and scaring people is ridiculous. There's no viable alternatives that don't involve massive public funding to get done. And here a tunnel could be accelerated, and yet the governor and her administration have insisted on additional hurdles for that. I expect there'll be an announcement coming soon that another hurdle has been cleared by the tunnel, but at the same point, we still have other hurdles that are there in place. So the drama is going to continue. I think what's particularly troubling about this lawsuit as well is that it's unlikely to prevail. The chances that an easement are going to be revoked, I think, are extremely low. And so all this drama, meeting up political expectations, but not ultimately doing what's best for the people and the citizens that need this energy, and a huge opportunity for the investment into the infrastructure of the state that's being offered to us. And yet the governor says, well, we might get to the tunnel, but we have to shut the lines down right now. And they can't operate for the couple of years in the interim. It's really frustrating. And I was on a call that her administration put on for legislators after the announcement, because, of course, we weren't given any heads up it was coming, except for like 10 minutes ahead of time. And the whole call was populated with legislators who are from Detroit, who are asking very asinine questions. Well, not just Detroit, but all over downstate. People who hadn't even been in office, and they're like, well, yeah, this is probably the best thing to do, but, you know, make sure that you do something for those people in the UP. I mean, it's just so pathetic and infuriating that we couldn't get a call for the people who actually impacted by this, so we could ask real questions, like, is the governor going to make a public commitment to not to supporting the tunnel? That's what I want. I want a public commitment that the governor supports the tunnel and will do everything she can to see that project come to fruition and not throw up any additional roadblocks, and that she'll put her stamp of approval that that law and that project is the solution we need. And I'm just, until we get that commitment, we cannot really believe at any point now that there aren't going to be additional hurdles and roadblocks thrown up against it.